Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Now, Father, I thank you for another day to minister your word. I ask that you open the hearts of the hearers. Give them to hear the heart of a father in the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost, I ask that you give me the grace to decrease as you increase. All this I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it. Amen. Well, praise God. We've been ministering on hypocrisy the last couple broadcasts, and I just want to address something that I talked about in Matthew 7 verses 1 through 5, when Jesus was telling us not to judge, that we be not judged. And I just want to be clear, because of the times that we're in, and I know that not all, but some have itching ears, and some listened for how they want to live rather than what the Word of God says. That's just the time that we're in. So just to be clear, because this is this type of judgment that Jesus is talking about is not to be confused with righteous judgment. We are to judge righteously as God would have it. Because people today want to say, don't judge me. We're not supposed to judge. Because some are using that to hide behind their way of life. And relativism being prevalent, which is truth according to the culture, or even their own truth. Because I've even heard some say, they'll say things like, well, this is my truth. Your truth is not my truth. That's your truth. But Jesus is not referring to judgment to be defined in this way. That's why truth has fallen in the streets. Do you remember Isaiah 59 verses 14 through 15, what it says? It reads, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Equity meaning straightforwardness, not having deceptiveness. It's not twisted or darkness. It's based on integrity, truth, right things, and uprightness. Equity cannot enter. That's what he's saying. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. And we do see that today, that those of us that want to stand for truth and right things and righteousness and uprightness, we make ourselves a prey or a target. So I just needed to be clear, because Jesus is saying to not judge based on the outer appearance or the works of the law, like the Pharisees were doing of that day, based on the Sabbath or after the flesh, nor don't judge based on our own opinion or filter judgment through our own brokenness, but rather judge righteous judgment. Examples of this is in John chapter 7, verse 24. Jesus said, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgments. And just before that, he's asking, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? So he was dealing with those who were engaged in the law on the Sabbath, even though he did righteously to give someone a better quality of life rather than going by the day. What was he supposed to do? Wait till the Sabbath passed and then heal? Do you see what I'm saying here? Another example is in John 8, verses 15 and 16. He says, you judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. So he's saying that if I do judge, It's because the Father has given me how to judge. I'm not judging on my own. Another example is in chapter 5, verse 30. He says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. See, so he's not judging according to his own will. He's judging by God, the Father, who sent him. Because as we know, Jesus both did and said only what the Father said to do and say. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, it is righteous judgment because it's given by God. So Jesus' judgment was just and it was true. Praise God. And we're to do the same today based on the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. There must be some absolutes. That's why things are in the condition that we see them today, because people struggle with absolute truth and some people just don't want truth. And we need to know that God is balanced. Jeremiah 9, verse 24 shows a picture of him. God is telling Jeremiah to let us know in verse 24, but let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. This is how God is, and this is how Jesus presented God. And Jesus was often angry with the Pharisees and scribes because they judged based on the law and had become hard-hearted, merciless, lacking compassion. So in his anger and disappointment with them, he often called them hypocrites because they appeared outwardly to be righteous and know God, yet they lacked the inner life and the heart of God. They didn't know him. They were play actors masquerading. He was also angry because they were the religious leaders of that day. They were supposed to represent God, and they misrepresented the true picture of what God is really like. They distorted how God as a father is, and they really gave a false representation of the heart and the mind of God and his character. In doing so, they had a religion, yet no true relationship with God. They didn't know him, and they led people astray by their traditions. Jesus talked to them about this too. He said that you make the word of God of none effect by your traditions of men. And in doing this, they turned people off from God because they had no idea of what the kingdom of God was like. In Matthew chapters 5 through 7, Jesus taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. He taught people what the kingdom of God is to be like. And so we see in Matthew 23, verse 13, why Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees and scribes again. He says, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Verse 25, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortions and self-indulgence or unrighteousness. He goes on to say, blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. So he's saying, clean your heart first. Become sincere, truthful, genuine, transparent. Have a real and intimate relationship with God, not having pretense. Then what people see on the outside is a true reflection of your insides, a true reflection of your heart. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So why is all this important? Because in these last days, people are looking for something real. They don't want organized religion and denominations. They want the true and living God through his Son, Jesus Christ. They want the kingdom of God that some have heard of or even read about. It's also important for us to be the real church. because even a blind man can see the times as they listen around them. And a deaf man can hear as they see what's unfolding about them. See, Jesus wants us to be the true church he's calling for. The true church, the bride that he's cleansing. This is the Lord's heart. This is what the Lord wants. That's why he's dealing with certain attitudes and characteristics in the church today. Because he needs us to be the people of God that we profess to be. Not only for our own relationship with God, but for those that are to come. The world needs us to be who we say we are. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is Spirit of Life Ministries. I do thank you for listening. I'm Sister B. And until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let those that hear say, Come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.